AP News for this Sunday, July 21st. I'm Jackie Quinn. Political shockwaves in the U.S. today as President Joe Biden announces he's stepping away from his re-election bid, although staying in office until his term ends next year. His efforts to recover from last month's disastrous debate with Donald Trump were not taking hold.
I know right from wrong. I know how to do this job.
More from our Sagar Magani.
President Biden has ended his re-election bid and is backing Vice President Harris for the Democratic nomination. In a social media post, the president writes, "It's in the best interests of party and country to stand down and focus instead on the rest of his term."
This voter, David Strong in Oregon.
I think it's best. I didn't see him beating Trump.
The Democratic National Committee is promising an orderly transition. Now the Democrats, who'd been nudging Biden out of office, are praising him for making that decision. In other news, a wildfire near the state capitol building in Salt Lake City, Utah, has forced residents to evacuate. Fire officials say windy, hot, dry weather is fanning the flames.
The wind direction and just the temperatures out here and the fuel moisture, kind of a recipe that we could have a quickly running fire.
Some 200 acres have burned. Authorities have identified a 26-year-old pilot who crashed near Niagara Falls after a group of skydivers had jumped. 26-year-old Melanie Georger did not survive. At the British Open, Xander Schauffele is the winner.
Schauffele had been quietly efficient all week until the final nine holes when the 30-year-old put his foot down with birdies at 11, 13, 14 and 16 and challenged the field to keep up. They couldn't. I'm Graham Agars.
This is AP News. Charges against a rapper and his mom.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Musician Sean Kingston and his mother have been indicted in South Florida on federal charges of committing more than $1 million worth of fraud. They face similar state charges after their arrests in May.
I saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Micah Monroe is making her name with movies like Long Legs, but she failed a lot of auditions for Disney Channel shows first. Monroe says she's glad she did and glad her mom believed that acting should be fun.
She really ingrained in me, like, it does not matter if you get this job. We don't care. It's, you know, it's the journey.
These are the qualities we see in Mulan.
Chinese-born actor Chang Pei-Pei has died at the age of 78. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Repeating our top story, President Biden announcing on social media he is stepping out of the presidential race, but he will serve out the rest of his term in office. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.